Good morning and happy Sabbath. Today my story is about Sarah and Megan. Sarah and Megan are in school together and they like to do their homework together. Well, this afternoon, Sarah had to leave right away, right after school, because she had to go somewhere with Mom. And Mom told her to be out in the parking lot, ready for me to pick you up, right after the school bell rings, because we have an appointment to go to. So Sarah thought about that all day long. And when shortly before the school bell rang, Megan came to Sarah and said, "Megan, Sarah, please help me. I need your help. We have this huge assignment due the next day, and I really need your help. Please come to the library and help me." "No, I can't. I have to meet Mom." "No, please. It'll only take me a minute." So Sarah agreed to go with Megan to the school library. And they went to the library and they started working on their project. And Megan got out her crayons and she got out her crayons and her markers and her scissors and her paper and put it all on the table. And she said, "Sarah, where do we start?" And Sarah looked at her, "You haven't started? I finished, my project's finished. And you want me to start? Well, I need your help. Where should we start?" So she thought of a country that she would use, and she suggested her country, and they said, "Okay, we'll go with that. That's the country we're going to start with." And Sarah looked out the window, and there was Mom in the car waiting for her. She could see her out the library window. And she goes, "Megan, I really need to go now because Mom's in the parking lot and I've got to go to the dentist and I have an appointment. I really need to go." "No, but I need your help. Please stay and help me." And so she stayed a few minutes longer, and it was a little too long because guess who came in to the library and wasn't really very happy at all? And that was Mom. Mom came in and said, "Sarah, we really need to go because our appointment is way across town and we don't have enough time to get there and we're going to be late and I don't like being late." And so Sarah went ahead and left. And they got in the car, and of course Mom wasn't really, really very happy with her right at the moment because she wasn't ready to leave when Mom wanted her to leave. And she asked Megan, she asked her daughter Sarah if she was being a good friend. And she goes, "Well, I thought I was being a good friend. I was helping my friend, and I was helping her with her homework and stuff." And she says, "Think about it. Are you really being a good friend to her?" And she thought about it. And she goes, "Well, I disobeyed my mom because I wasn't ready to go to the dentist when I said I would be. So I guess I wasn't really good there. And I guess I wasn't really a good friend because if I do her work, then it's not her work. That shows it's my work on a second project. So I guess I wasn't really being too good of a friend there either." And so she asked her mom, "What do I do the next time, Mom, that she asked me to help her?" Because she asked everyone to help her, and we all want to help her because she's one of the more popular kids in the school, and we all want to be her friend. And so what do I do the next time, she asks? And so they talked about it, and they prayed about it, and she decided the next time that Megan asked for help, she would help her, but kind of guide her and not give her all the answers. And so let's pick up our offering. Let's have a quick prayer, and then our baskets are under here for us to pick. Dear Jesus, thank you for this nice Sabbath day. Bless this offering for children's offering. In Jesus' name, amen.